Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Renee. Welcome to Renee's Heart to Heart. Well, we spoke on Wednesday. I got quite a few responses on Facebook and even phone calls from people that are excited that we brought the show back. I'm bringing Shelley in right away because I don't want to find out I'm having technical difficulties with my headphones. So let's make sure she can hear me. Can you hear me, honey?
Yes, loud and clear. No break.
Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
Good. Good, good, good.
Can you hear me?
So I can hear you beautifully. So
okay.
What did you think about Wednesday? About what happened
what mean,
in the middle of the day on Wednesday in Washington.
I completely expected it. I knew that was going to happen because that was something that was pre-planned. And the people that I follow a lot of insiders. They had actually distributed flyers about doing that. So there were a lot of people that knew that was going to happen. And when you see a lot of the videos that I see aren't shown on mainstream media, you know, like CNN, NBC, but there were a lot of videos that I got from my people that actually showed that some of the police were opening the gates on the side. So what you see on mainstream media is them barging through, yet on the other side, they were opening the gates and allowing people to rush in. So there was a lot more going on there than what appeared on the TV that day.
Well, and that's been talked about ever since. I mean, you know, the fact that we don't ever really know what I consider the truth about anything, even when we talk to each other. The truth is almost like a state of mind. Your truth and my truth, and we're close. Your truth and my truth are often different. So what hurts me, though, Shell, what really hurts me is I just want more leaders. I don't want one leader. I guess I believe in the president of the United States because that's how I was raised. But Let's just go to Hippocrates all those years ago. When Hippocrates was running at its smoothest, there were lots of us taking responsibility. Not one or two, not even three or four. There were lots of us taking responsibility. In my family functions better when there's lots of us paying attention and taking responsibility. But what hurts me is that in this, it's like we're new. It's like we haven't been here forever. And I mean, if we look at our history, the write-up that you did about previous presidents and politics through the years, I mean, everything has a dark side. Everything has a side that is more open to the public, which is always, kind of rewritten to be more, livable. But this is scary. I mean, I was in the street yesterday. I went to Pompano and Deerfield. I had errands to run down there. Being on the roads is scary right now. I mean, scary. People are driving like they're on autopilot. And I've seen this, of course, since the pandemic began. I've seen this, and I've seen it other times too in my life when you can tell everybody's just strung too tight, too many questions unanswered, too many ways to solve personal problems. I mean, people called me from all over after the show the other day. It was wonderful. I heard from people that I haven't talked to in 5 years. And they were like, thank God you're doing that again, because we really need that. And I said, you know, I get that, but a lot of you don't participate. So it's kind of guesswork on mine and Shelley's part is to who really feels like this helps them and who really feels like it's just, you know, two people expressing their own opinions. But
exactly.
You can't talk about things unless you have an opinion about it. Otherwise, it's a pretty boring conversation.
And I think it's very helpful to people to see how, you know, what really dear friends we are, and that a lot of times we have completely opposing viewpoints on something. And yet we're still friends. And I think that's important because that's one of the things that's happening right now. Between the whole response to COVID, some people believing in masks and the vaccination, and some people saying, you know what, I'm healthy, I got a good immune system, I'm not going to let anybody jab me, and I'm not walking around anything on my face, you know? And that separated people. You actually have people getting so angry, people that feel that you should be, and like you said the other day, it's out of fear, and I get that, you know? But you have people accosting other people or saying the most horrific things out of fear. And then with the whole thing with the, so was there election fraud? Wasn't there election fraud? You know, is Trump a good president? Is Trump the biggest moron that ever made it into that office? You know, and you literally have people on diametrically opposing viewpoints with that. So, and I have friends on both sides of that issue. All right. But with other people, like I've done with you, is that I allow them to feel what they feel and believe what they believe, but I do challenge them. That's the difference. And I think that's okay. What's happening with all the censorship right now on Facebook and Twitter and you know, this should not be allowed. This should not be legal. And that's why Trump's been trying to get rid of that 230. I don't know what it's called, a clause or something like that, but he's trying to get rid of that 230 document that actually gives the social media the ability to do what they're doing, okay? And one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, well, Facebook and Instagram is one company, okay? But all these different social medias, they say that they're censoring people that talk about election fraud and they're censoring the president, which is absolutely beyond ludicrous when you really think about it. Because they don't want people dealing with disinformation. Yet what they're putting out is disinformation. What they're saying, if they say that there's no election fraud, well, that's absolutely absurd. But according to CNN, NBC, all the big major, you know, they're all owned by the same upper-level corporations. And once you realize that, then you're like, huh, so they're all supporting the same narrative. If you have the same board of trustees, the same upper level owners that are controlling all mass media and social media, then of course they're all going to be perpetuating the same narrative. There was no election fraud. If there was, it wasn't big enough to make any difference. And that's absolutely not true. You know? So one of the things that's happening right now is that if you look at what any communist country, and I wrote about this in that article, if you look at what any communist country does, the first thing they do is start censoring free speech. So when you have opposing opinions, opposing ideas, what you need is more speech, not less speech. You need more speech. You need people to be able to talk it out, but you need civil more speech. So what's happening right now is you have it's like conference rooms. You have pools of, they're called trolls or shills, and there's literally thousands and thousands of them that are being employed in Iran. This has already been discovered, by the way. These aren't conspiracy theories, okay? Our governmental agencies have already said this out loud, and there's articles about it, okay? But they have found people in China and Iran that are pretending to be Americans. And so if you say something positive on Twitter or Facebook about the president, they come in and they say the rudest, most vile things. They put up memes that are sometimes really disturbingly violent or disgusting. But they're not American. And 9 times out of 10, they're not Americans. And 9 times out of 10, they're not even people. They're called troll bots. 90% of this, remember you and I used to discuss all the time, it's like, oh, my God, where do these vile responses come to? You'll watch a video, and at the end you have people using terrible language or really just mean-hearted reactions to something that you and I would have thought, wow, that was really powerful, and then you see all this garbage. Well, those sometimes those aren't even human beings. There has been a movement, and it started really from communist China. They are trying to demoralize the United States, because if you can demoralize the people, then you don't have to go to war to take that country over. You basically destroy them from within their own borders. And this has been a campaign that's been going on for literally almost 5 decades. So I'm reading a book right now from the Epoch Times, and it's called The Specter of Communism. It's a two-volume set. It's huge. It's like 600 pages. But they really, they've been researching this for a long time, and they literally go through the chronology of what their methodology is, what the communist mindset is, how far back this goes. This actually goes all the way back to Mao Zedong, okay? And he actually said out loud, he doesn't have to go to war with the United States to take our country over. All he has to do is get us to destroy ourselves from within. And a lot of what's happening with the demoralization you see, with the drug addictions, everything that you can identify as being a negative experience has roots in communist influence. And it's happening by design. So they all seem disparate and disconnected. It all seems like there's just so much chaos out there. But when you understand that it has a singular source, it has a singular impetus, and which means that if you attack that single source and impetus, you can actually start allowing light to come in and push all this darkness out. And that's the other thing that they cover in the book, which is brilliant. And if you look about the time in history that we're in, that every single religion talks about, not just the Bible, although everybody knows about the Bible, you know, that this is the time where everything is going to be revealed. You know, if you take these statements that people have been saying forever, you know, that there is going to become a time where goodness will basically battle evil. And I believe that's what we're in right now. I think we're in this final battle of people rising up and not turning a blind eye to evil anymore. That's why you have such extreme reactions going on. But as evil gets revealed, as people start recognizing it more, obviously it's going to fight back because it doesn't want to be surfaced and dealt with and made to go away. But I think that's the time in history that the Bible and the Quran and the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita, they all talk about it. When you go on, there's over one of the people I follow has actually found this in over 35, I didn't even know there were 35 religions, but there's over 35 different religious doctrines that all talk about the time we're living in right now. We are actually living in historical evolutionary changes that are going to be major and that are going to change the way we are as humans on this planet. We're actually living through that evolution. Some people are frightened by it, and some people are exhilarated by it. And I'm one of the people that's exhilarated by it because I see the end result. I see what we're moving towards. And because I follow a lot of insiders, some of them are scientists, some of them are doctors, some of them are psychics. You know, they're from the paranormal research realm. Some of them are ufologists. You know, they study, UFO, unidentified flying objects, you know, that whole realm.
UFOs, yeah.
Extraterrestrials and things like that. So I have insiders from many, many different walks of life. Some are religious, or I should say spiritual leaders. So I'm following people from across a wide variety of subjects that would seem to, like, not have anything to do with each other. And yet they are all saying the same thing. That this is the time in history that we're in. We're actually in living history right now and experiencing it. And this is the time when the lightness, but it's painful because all this evil that has existed as an underbelly, as an undercurrent, behind the scenes, in the dark, in the shadows, and hidden the people, is now surfacing all at once, and that's painful. But it's not like we've become corrupt overnight. We're just recognizing corruption that has been here in some cases for hundreds of years, if not longer, because a lot of this is generational with these families, like these very wealthy elite families that are pulling the strings. You know, I mean, you heard the comment, you know, like 1% of the world controls 99% of the wealth. Well, that's true. You have like you have like less than like something like 7,000 or 7,400 people. Now we have over 7 billion. We're heading towards 8 billion now. We have well over 7 billion people on the face of this planet. Yet the planetary wealth is controlled by less than 8,000 people. Those people, and not all of them, thank God, because Trump is one of them, okay? Many of those people are eugenicists. They believe that they have the right to control populations, that they have the right to do things that create depopulation. They see themselves as above us. And some of them actually make the mistake of saying these things out loud. So it's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. 10 years ago, you know, people would have said, oh, that's ridiculous. But now some of these people have made some of these comments and had TED Talks about how critical depopulation is.
Well, I think though, having said everything that you've just said in the past few minutes, I think that a lot of people are more aware of that than what we know. But the major thing is that most of them that come to me, because I am the calm one. I am the one that stills the waters. It's my lot in life. And I know that. I've always known that. As a child, I knew that. So when they come to me, they don't want to know anything about that. They really don't. They're afraid to know too much of that. They want their world, their efforts, the love they put into a family, the hard work they put in at their job, the fact that they pay their bills on time, the fact that they are not, you know, they haven't murdered anybody this week, or they haven't robbed a bank, or they didn't, you know, living a life of compatibility and kindness is supposed to keep you safe, keep you in a good place. And now with all this underlying tension that's brought up every day, I mean, watch. I had older people call me crying yesterday.
Yeah,
crying.
I can believe that.
Rini, I didn't think I would ever live to see something happen on the site of our important buildings. And I said, we already did see it once. We already did see it. So you had to know somewhere in your head, you pushed it away, but somewhere in your head you had to know. I mean, all the way back to Pearl Harbor, that was here. 911. That was here.
Right.
Pick up the paper every day. I met a wonderful woman this week that I'm going to work with. She's a politician, and she's awesome. But she had such strife. She's a black woman, charming, funny. All I had to do was look at her and knew I was going to like her. You know, one of those kind of things.
Right.
And
you
know, and
connection.
Yeah, but her story, which everybody has one of, is heartbreaking.
Right.
Heartbreaking. Do you remember the young woman that we had on the show for a long time, way back when, whose child was, she wanted to, you know, let the child be adopted when he was born, and then she changed her mind at the last minute?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we've stayed in touch through the years, and she has a very, very large family now. And, I mean, she had 3 kids before, and then she had triplets. And they're doing a movie about her story. a movie about her story. And one of the things that touches me the most about her story is the fact that she's a human being. And she made a decision, a split decision. Shelley, how many times in your life has something happened to you out of the blue and you said something or done something that was like a knee-jerk reaction and regretted it and tried to get out of it? And sometimes you can, but more than likely you cannot. Choices are like that even.
Right.
And so what do you do? You just figure out how to live with it, right? I mean, we all have done stupid things. We all have done. I'm guessing that some of the people that were at the Capitol on Wednesday, when they look at it on television, when they, you know, look at it on their computer, they think to themselves, "What was I thinking?" Because
I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with that at all because they were not Trump supporters that did that.
I'm not talking about who they supported, honey. I'm talking about their own personal actions, what they did. In the 50s, in the 60s, when people wouldn't let black kids get on a school bus. I mean, this has been going on forever, but
Wednesday but understand something.
Was a much
don't
bigger
compare,
picture.
Don't compare some, but wait a minute, don't compare somebody in Antifa who does destructive things for the simple purpose of being destructive to somebody who makes a bad life decision. All right,
those people that
stormed the Capitol, that was by design. They weren't good people. They weren't patriots. They weren't trying to save. If anything, they did that on purpose to disrupt the congressional hearings. They were not doing that. Anybody that was interviewed that was part of that group did not go in there because they're a Trump supporter and they wanted to see the right thing happen.
I didn't say
they went in
you
there.
You and I are not gonna talk about Trump because we have a difference of opinion, and I don't care to discuss that with you on the show because that I'm trying to create some peace and some comfort in what everybody else is going through. So you and I love each other. So we can have a disagreement, but it's going to stay away from this. What I'm talking about is when people make bad choices, good choices that turn bad. I've even made a few bad choices that were the best thing I ever did. I'm just saying to you that I'm trying to figure out a way to create a sense, because that's all it can be. It can't be reality, but a sense of calm. I'm on the street yesterday. At least three people almost sideswiped me on an hour-long trip from, it's like, 35 miles away from West Palm is Deerfield. And I got on 95. And by the time I got home, I thought I was going to need somebody to come out and pry my hands off the steering wheel. So
oh, my God.
And go in a store. Go in a store. Or you cannot, by the way, you cannot take care of business. You can't go someplace because your taxes are wrong. You know, like government buildings here, anyway, in West Palm.
Right.
They're just starting to open doors. So you've got people that can't take care of business even when they're prepared to. We need some kind of calming mechanism. We need something that's going to say that we'll get through this. And all the underlying opinions of what happened Wednesday, I don't touch. I just watched, saw all the anger. Even on television, I felt the energy of people that are scared and doing things that they think are going to make a difference. A lot of the people that participate in anything like that, even back in the days when I was a teenager, I grew up in Miami from like age 11 to 17. And there were fights everywhere there was music. That's when Cubans were descending on Miami, and the American kids and the Cuban kids, at the end of every dance, there was a brawl. You could count on it. And we always had cops there. We always made it through it. I don't remember anybody ever being killed, which is a possibility, I guess, but I don't remember anything like that. But even then, but there was somebody who could control it. And I think that's where the difference lies. Now that seems to be even harder to achieve, to for somebody to step in and say, knock it off, stop. There's none of that going on. And so now the tentativeness in people that call me and talk to me, especially people that are going through something else like cancer or already have mental issues or suffer from depression. I mean, depression is at such an all-time high. I don't know. It's heartbreaking. That's what it is. It's heartbreaking.
Well, that's why. Well, see, what part of the fear comes because people, number one, don't know what's happening. Let's put it this way. The people that I follow, and again, they're from all walks of life, some of them are just social influencers. And what I mean by that, there's people that have blogs or vlogs. You know, they're always making videos, Tina 40 and Mary Grace and some of these women, you know, but they're political. They're out and about. And they're always in the middle of things. Now, both these people, I would say probably 20 or 25 of the people that I follow on Twitter now, and I only follow a couple hundred anyway. I'm very specific of who I follow, and a lot of the people I follow each other. But I try to stay with official sources. I follow One American News. I follow Epoch Times. You know, so see that these are the type of sources I follow, and this is where I get a lot of my information. And then some of the people I follow are insiders that don't even use their real names, but you can verify their information so you know what they're saying is accurate. And everything that they have said would happen has played out that way. That's why we already knew it was going to happen Wednesday. And a lot of that was orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Muriel Bowser. This was a three-way thing that they did on purpose. There's a lot of evidence to prove that, but those Antifa people were actually bussed in on three white buses. It was filmed. It was filmed by some of the people I follow, and you actually see them coming in on a police escort, these three white buses, but it was on the back end of where the Capitol building was, and then you see all these Antifa people in their black block and with their Trump flags and everything piling out of this bus. So for anybody that doesn't realize that everything that happened at the Capitol was completely orchestrated, they did that on purpose, and it was to disrupt the hearings, because what was supposed to happen Wednesday is that the senators that were objecting to the counts in the battleground states were going to be able to show their evidence to the American people of what happened in those six states. And that was prevented because the entire thing was shut down, and then they had closed door meetings, which were still aired, but it was done until like 3 o'clock in the morning. So some people watched, but we watched the beginning of the hearings. I don't know if you watched the beginning, but right in the beginning, Pelosi and Pence pulled a stunt that shocked everybody in that they reduced the amount of people that could be in the room. So the majority of the House and the Senate had to wait out in the gallery. They only allowed a certain number of people in the room at a time. And the one senator tried to object to that. He goes, well, wait a minute. How are we going to make objections if the particular senator that's supposed to make an objection to a particular state is out in the gallery? How do we get them in here? And they wouldn't even answer his question, and they wouldn't address it. All Pence kept saying is, we're not going to debate anything here, and he gaveled them out. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now that people aren't aware of. But if you understand that this is all happening with a good end result, it comes down to faith and it comes down to prayer. You can't control what's happening, but there are people that are good people that are aware of all this, that know exactly what's happening. And what you're being shown in the mainstream media, if you watch One American News, you get a little bit more of the truth. because they were the first ones that actually said those weren't Trump supporters, those were Antifa, okay? Or if you read the Epoch Times and you don't read the New York Times and the Washington Post is nothing but absolute fake news. They don't put anything on there that's truthful. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll read one of their articles because I just want to see what's being said on the other side. And it's like literally every other sentence is either an out-and-out fabrication, lie, or it's a misrepresentation, like the whole thing where Trump said that, you know, that where he supported neo-Nazis and white nationalists because he said they were very fine people. And meanwhile, the very next sentence he said was, and after he said very fine people, his next sentence, which they cut off in the video, was, and I'm not talking about the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis. Those groups should be condemned totally. And he has made that comment probably 20 times during his presidency. Mainstream mm-hmm. media will never air it. But if you go to One yeah. American News or something like that, they do.
Shell, we got Monica. We got Monica with us. We've got Monica with us. Hi Monica.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Shelley. I've got to talk to you. That was not Antifa. That was not Antifa. Antifa is Antifa means anti-fascist. And if that's the case, I am Antifa because I am anti-fascist. It's a theology. It's a thought. It is not a group. There is no group called Antifa. But there is
that's
a group called Proud. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There is a group called Proud Boys, Skinheads, all these others. What happened at the Capitol was not Antifa.
Okay.
It was
yes, it
people,
was,
QAnon. No, it was not. It was QAnon. The woman that got killed, and I watched it several times on TV, her get shot, and she got shot in the neck. Why? Because she was crawling through a window. She had her foot on the ledge, and they got her because she was storming the Capitol.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
she,
what I
it was lucky that she was the only one that got shot. But
okay, well, first of all, Proud Boys are not white supremacists. The creator of Proud Boys are two men. One is black and one is Hispanic. So everybody
yes.
that says that Proud Boys are white supremacists don't know what they're talking about. The Proud Boys is a group of patriots. A lot of them are very, very religious. They're deep-seated Christians.
That's
okay?
the problem.
White
That's
supremacists
the problem
are
right
evil.
There. They're carrying the Bible in one hand and the American flag in the other, and they're going to take over the Capitol. What kind of sense does
no,
that make?
No, that's not what happened. That is absolutely not what That's what CNN or ABC or NBC might say. But if you go to any
no,
of the
what
other
I
stations
just said.
Outside of – wait a minute. Let me finish what I'm saying. If you go to any station outside of mainstream news, outside of Washington Post, New York Times, they lie. They are absolutely lying. Proud Boys
Epoch
are
Times,
not violent. They
Epoch
are,
Times they, lies. The stations that
no,
you're watching is nothing but propaganda. Nothing
no, that's
but
not
propaganda.
True. That's not true.
Your
let
president.
Let me.
Your
girls,
president
one at a time.
Is a liar.
One at a time.
No.
Your president
okay, so,
is a liar.
No, he's not, and that's the problem.
Yes, he
so,
is.
But, no,
oh
no, no.
My
let
God,
let me,
Shelley,
let,
you're
Monica,
smarter
let me say
than
something
that.
Here. Yes, I am.
Girls,
so I have been doing nothing.
Shelley, stop for 1 second. Now, the two of you have amazing opinions, and I'd like everybody to hear them. But respect each other and judge yourselves accordingly. Don't out-talk the other one. One of you make your point, and then the other one makes the point. This is going to be good for everybody to hear because there's always two sides to every story. So continue, but don't accuse each other of being wrong until the thoughts are finished, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, got it. So one of the things is that the mainstream media, all social media, are owned by the same – there's six large corporations that own them that are all connected to China. This is not propaganda.
Oh, my God.
I have all the documents. Now, let me finish, Monica. I've been doing
right.
this research for Okay, don't laugh at me and don't interrupt me. Let me say what I'm saying because this is the problem right now. The American people, half the American people now know the truth, half the American people. So we really do have a divided country. Half the American people have been duped by what's called propaganda. This is what communist regimes do. They come in and they seed disinformation into the schools, into academia, into movies, into music videos. I've done a massive research on this for the past 2 years. I did not vote for Trump in 2016. I don't hate anybody, but I came as close to hating anybody as you could back in 2016. I thought he was deranged and unhinged and incompetent. I thought he was going to ruin this country, okay? I thought that he provoked violence. I thought that Trump supporters were basically unintelligent. And 2 years later, I came into information that shocked me about Trump and about the other side, about the Clintons and the Bushes and a lot of what's been going on in our country and about the Obama administration. And everything fell into place. Everything started making sense because when I looked at all the different things that Obama did during his administration with Biden that actually almost destroyed our country, got us into wars. We were paying $5 per gallon of gas. The interest rates went up. People were losing. I lost my home during that time because the interest rates kept going up. Okay. All that stuff was by design. Trump, if you look at interviews with Trump before 2016, everybody loved him. He wasn't a racist. He did things for the black community and the Hispanic community that were unbelievable. But he kept saying for years how the government was ruining this country. And he was asked to run. He kept saying he was actually asked to run in 2012. And he said, I don't want to run. Oprah asked him to run. There's actually, if you can go, this is all true. Oprah Winfrey, everybody loved Trump in 2012. They were trying to get him to run for presidency. He said, no. These are the videos. You can't say it's not true. These are videos. I've watched all these clips. So what happened was he decided to run in 2016 because he saw what Obama did during the last 4 years of his presidency. The whole Russia collusion thing is an absolute hoax. It never happened. But Biden and his son did get in bed with Ukraine. Biden's son got over $350 million from the wife of the head of the Ukraine country. Why would he have gotten that? Why was he on Burisma? Burisma was already under investigation in the Ukraine. So the Russia collusion against Trump was to take the eye off of Biden and his son. And that's what communists do. They, just like the Nazis, that's what Hitler did. You blame your adversaries for what you're doing. So everything Trump's been blamed for, which I didn't believe in 2016, but I've done my research, okay? But you can't do your research with the Washington Post or CNN. You have to go to independent sources, okay? And that's what I've done. I've gone to independent. I've gone to
That's what you are calling independent sources, okay? Epoch Times, Trump TV, all those things. They're pure propaganda. And they're going to make a big deal out of nothing. Nobody liked Trump, okay, because he's a charlatan. He's a thief. He was in his business practices. He claimed bankruptcy how many times? He says that he made every dime he ever had. That's a lie. He spent time on that pedophile's island.
He made out with
his daughter.
Those are lies, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. You can see it. And what about grabbing women by the pussy? Come on. He said that. You don't believe that?
Right.
The man is a pig.
I know men who have made comments like that to me, okay?
I've dated guys
that would talk about
who hasn't?
He didn't say that out loud, and he didn't say that to a woman.
He said that in
a man-to-man talk. Men get really crude when they talk about women with each other, okay? But you want to talk about that he was never on Epstein's Island, so let's go there. again, remember, the people that are really doing these things are going to try to make it seem like Trump is doing it to take the emphasis off of them. Trump was never on the Lolita Express. I actually have the flight log. But the names that were on there were shocking, including Obama himself, who was there several times, and the Clintons, who were there several times, okay? Joe Biden is a
pedophile. Do you know those things could be made up out of thin air?
These are from the WikiLeaks that came from Julian Assange.
Oh, my God,
so
WikiLeaks.
That's why Julian Assange is in so much trouble, because he hacked into all these different databases and released this information. So you see all these people, including Justice Roberts, who was also on there. But Trump is the only one who was never on the Lolita Express, and he was never at Epstein's Island. Let me finish my comment. The only pictures with Trump and Epstein are prior to Epstein being arrested. Once he was arrested, Trump actually banned him from Mar-a-Lago as soon as he found out. There's no more connection between Trump and Epstein after the first time he was arrested and he got banned from Mar-a-Lago.
Trump didn't want to have anything to do with Epstein.
Okay, nobody
or
else did,
Epstein's
though.
Girlfriend.
Nobody else. Obama and the Clintons, listen to me. Obama and the Clintons were on his island the year before he was arrested the second time. I'm talking about the first time he got arrested. When the justice at that time let him off with a slap on the hand. There are no other pictures with Trump and him after that first arrest, which goes back, a decade? But everybody else was still going to his island after that.
Okay, so
you think
that it's okay that Trump incited these people to storm the Capitol?
He didn't incite them. That's what the mainstream media says. I listened to his entire speech. Okay.
He never once told
anybody to storm the Capitol, and he kept saying over and over again for people to be peaceful. He actually used those words. He said, we are the party of law and order. His son said that. Rudy Giuliani said that. Brandon Straka said that. All the people that were there on Trump's behalf. All they kept saying over and over again is, we are the people of law and order. Be peaceful. Because all the riots that happened for BLM when Antifa was bussed in by George Soros, okay, who paid for them to the Open Source Society, all right, go to BLM and try to make a donation. Go on the BLM site, click to make a donation, and you will go to Act Blue. Act Blue is the financial center that accepts donations for the Democratic Party. Act Blue, and when you have to trace these accounts back, okay?
Yeah,
George
I know.
Soros
same
is
thing
one of
that
the biggest donors.
George Soros is nothing. Cruz is doing. Same thing Trump is doing. After he lost the election, he said, "We're gonna get this back. This was stolen. Send me your money."
They all do that. AOC does that. They all do fundraising, honey. They all do fundraising. But how come they only point out when Trump does fundraising? They all do fundraising. That's what
Cruz is doing
do.
The same
all,
thing because he's learning
so
from his mentor.
So is AOC. And she's on the other side of the fence. She's a radical Democrat. They all do it. They all have what are called they send out these text messages and emails asking for donations. Because there was this argument with AOC. They all do it. So why aren't you complaining about the Democrats doing it? This is the problem. When you listen to only CNN and MSC, you get a very one-sided side of the issue.
Monica and
That's
Shelley.
The problem right now.
Yeah. What?
So listen, girls, both of you take a breath and listen. You both have valid points, but I think it's valuable information to let people know often the other side of stories. And I know a lot of people that aren't going to bother researching. They're just going to watch what they watch and take from it what they will. And that's the way of the world. But I would like to, we have 15 minutes left of the show, and I would like to create some kind of stilling of the waters, a little bit of harmony. What can you say will come out of everything that has taken place over the last couple weeks between everything that happened at the Capitol the other day, all of the whole story about the votes and what was counted and what wasn't counted, and all the people that lost their jobs because they were accused of not doing a good job, and all the trickle-down effect to the people that still make minimum wage, and minimum wage still sucks, that lost their jobs and now are homeless. There's more homeless than ever before. There's more mental illness. There's more depression. People are, their families are falling apart. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's worse than it's ever been. So somehow let's talk about what can make a difference. I don't care what all the water that's already gone down into the valley. I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go down and scoop it up and sort it out. I want to know what we can say to people to bring them to a place that at least makes it easier for them to sleep at night. Do you know there's no melatonin left in the stores? Do you know that there's no, the Z's that you can buy for people to get a good night's sleep? All those kind of things are, every shelf in every store is just about empty.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I wonder why. So let's create something that tells people that, first of all, there's hope on the horizon. I know I'm being my Pollyanna self, but there has to be, because we've survived many other things way before the three of us were even around. So, but we need to know what that is. I've got people calling me every day that now have cancer, and most of the cancer has been brought on by poor lifestyle, not enough money to eat the kind of food that they should be eating, not the stress alone. Just the stress is enough to wipe some people out because their health is so bad. So let's talk about, is there hope on the horizon? I met a lady this week that I'm going to work with. She's a politician, fell in love with her. I was telling Shelley before you came on the show. She's awesome. And she really shivs a git. You know what I mean? She really shivs a git. We need more people like that. It's not all about her. It's all about what she can do to make things better. And if President Biden doesn't do the kind of job he's supposed to do, are we just gonna lay there and say, okay, do whatever you want, and then cry about it later? Okay, so what's the alternative? Tell me.
I put all my faith in Biden to fix this mess we're in. I didn't really want Biden to begin with. I wanted Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that didn't happen. So here's Biden. Okay, he's old as hell. Okay, and he's kind of doddering. But if he's got good people behind him, then we should see some real action with this administration. And now that we've got the Senate, we should really get things done. And if it's not done, because people are pissed, okay, Black Lives Matter, I agree with them. We are privileged.
Bigots.
White people are privileged and bigots. And they need to understand that this cannot keep happening. So if Biden doesn't change things, if Biden kicks the bucket in the next year because he's so old, Kamala Harris doesn't change things, people are going to be really mad because we're putting all of our faith in him, getting this stuff taken care of, getting people back to work, getting this coronavirus fixed, taken care of. Yeah, it's got to be done. And if it's not, people are going, the Democrats are going to be on the Capitol steps saying, what the heck are you doing? You know, That's my two cents.
Okay. Shelley, what do you think is going to happen?
I see a slightly different light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see Biden taking the presidency because he can't. He won't be allowed to. Because
by who?
He is actually.
Who's going to stop him?
Let me finish.
It's been certified.
Monica, let her finish her side.
Okay. Nothing is done until January 20th. Okay. So there are still a lot of things that can happen between now and then. I do not believe that. So let's see what happens. I'm making the prediction that Trump will be serving a second term. If Biden were to get in, I fully believe that we would become communist China within 2 years. Socialism is not a good thing. Bernie Sanders and AOC and all of them, what they were trying to do to this country was not a good thing. Socialism does not work. Socialism let me finish what I'm saying. Socialism never doesn't become tyrannical. It's never worked in any country. Basically, what would happen if Bernie were to get in, I mean, if Biden gets in, he will immediately step down, Kamala will become president, and we will become Venezuela or China within 2 years. So it's not going to be allowed to happen because it can't. There is no COVID. We're having a flu. I went through the statistics the other day on the other show. What's happening out there is not what people think. The death counts are being messed with. Not as many people have died as they said have died, because people that die of a motorcycle accident or got shot in a murder are being listed in the COVID death counts. That's ludicrous, all right? So the bottom line is this. Whether you agree with me or whether you agree with Monica or whether you have an opinion that's somewhere in the middle and you don't think that either one, Biden or Trump, were doing the right things and you didn't even bother voting, the bottom thing is everybody can pray. And if we all pray for the same things, then through positive energy, the right thing will happen. So if Biden really is the best thing that could happen for this country, and I'm praying for healing and I'm praying for unity, sincerely, I'm not praying for a Trump victory. I'm praying for unity and healing. And if Biden is the right choice, then my energy with other people's energy will bring that about. If Trump is the right choice, then even if I voted for Biden, but I'm praying for unity, then that will happen. So for people that don't know which way to look, they're confused because the facts are so opposite each other. The best thing people can do is to sincerely meditate and pray. There have been all these studies done. That one study where they had the 7,000 monks pray, and they went into this meditation pray for, I think it was 20 minutes or something. And in the next 24 hours, there was a 72% drop in crime and this was during active wars. There was a 72% drop in violent crimes and military skirmishes around the world. It was measurable. So regardless of who you believe should be there, if you just pray sincerely or meditate, if you don't believe in praying, and just focus on what is the world you want to see. You want to see a world where everybody cares about each other. You want to see a world where kindness is everywhere. You want to see a world where there's unity. You want to see a world where people govern themselves, where there's less government and more independence. And that's what we need to search for. So I believe totally that in socialism, it's you actually move.
I don't know what that noise is,
government.
You guys. Just
It's my clock. It chimes the hour.
All right. That's all right.
I believe what we're moving into is what's called divine government. And again, the people I follow will agree with each other, and I do follow some spiritual leaders that have, and everything that they have said what happened this year has played out the way they said it would. So this is why I have such confidence. But we are heading into an era of what's called divine government. Divine government means there's less government, not more government. So that's why I really don't believe socialism will ever come into this country, because socialism is all about the government becoming your parent. They literally govern every part of your lives. you don't have, you don't own property anymore. You don't.
That's
so
not
it's
true.
Just, it's not a good. Well, no, that is a
good Monica,
not
wait
true.
A minute.
Oh,
Monica, Monica, let Shell finish your thought.
I mean,
go
all
ahead,
you have
Shelley.
To do is read. All you have to do is read. So I actually have Biden's manifesto. I printed it out. I'm reading it. It was from his website. It was from the Biden Kamala website. And one of the things they talk about on there is removing property. You cannot own your own property. And they want, just like in China, they want to send up community living everywhere. So they want to get rid of suburbia. Suburbia would not exist anymore. They would literally take the land from landowners and put up condominiums everywhere. So you would only be able to live
okay.
in, there's not going to be people having homes and things like that. So
okay,
that,
Shell, listen, we've only got 4 minutes left, and I didn't accomplish what I wanted to because I really wanted us to hone in on the things that are more positive and not talk so much about, I mean, now I'm worried about certain things that I haven't been worried about before. So if I am, you know, that's not good. So what I would like to do in the future, I would like to be able to tell people, our thoughts, what we think is going on, but you know, they're disputable always. Even when you read them, even when they're printed someplace, they aren't always, and they don't always suit the circumstance. And everybody deciphers things their own way. I could read a sentence that said Johnny, you know, peed his pants and get something from that that cracks me up, or I start worrying about him because what the hell's the matter with him? There's a million different things. understanding what you read and deciphering it in a way that's going to be good for the major population is scary, and it doesn't happen that easily. But I do want to promote some calm with Rini's heart to heart.
I don't need the dogs in here, but you know.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
So, hi, Lindsay. So, I want, I do want to create some balance, some peace for people. So, I'm all about talking about, you know, the truth as we know it. And again, that's up for grabs because, like I said to Shelley in the beginning of the show, she and I are very close, but we have real different opinions about a lot of things. For one reason, we were totally raised different. We have different lives now. I have a slew of kids. She doesn't. I was married for 50 years. She was married 3 times. I mean, you know, there's different things with all of us. And the same with Monica. Monica's life has been different too. So the way we look at things, just the three of us, is totally different because it has to do with what our lives have brought to us and how we understand things. It's not so much about truth as you see it. If this is black and this is white, that's pretty easy to decipher. But if it's chartreuse, truce, and pink and gray and everything, you have trouble figuring out what the truth is. So your own truth is valuable to you, and I'm all for that. But I want to create some calm. So on the show, I'm good with you guys giving what you believe and letting people make up their own mind, because I think that's what it's about. And knowing as much truth as you can know, but again, truth is always up for grabs too. And like you both said to each other, you read it here and this is true, and you read it over here and it's not true. That's a hard thing to say, and that's a hard fact to follow. So let's praying. I'm all for. I'm also for positive energy. I'm also for the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and things can get kinder and better. But to all of you out there that are struggling, we're there for you in mind and spirit, if not in body, and we care that you're struggling. And you are welcome to call the show and talk to us anytime you need to. You can always look me up on Facebook privately, and I will talk to anybody that needs somebody to listen. So God bless. Have a great day. And I Thank God we don't live close to each other. I probably have to wet Shelly and Monica down with a hose or something. So thank you, girls. You're awesome. And I love your passion, both of you. And I think it's good for people to hear. But again, with that, let's create some calm along with it. So God bless everybody.
Agreed.
See you next time. Bye-bye, girls. I love you both. Thank you.
Right. I love you. Bye-bye, Monica.